Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Control of our border.
AI. Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Look at you.
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Yeah, it's Monday. We're going to do our best to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. Let's go to Deborah. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me? Last night I had a premonition. What if this is all in prep for Inauguration Day? Because the FFA knows where these are coming from because of radar. And these are commercial-style drones. They're not your regular play toy drones. So I'm assuming they have a tracker on them or for radar. Because I used to be a pilot, and they know. They know, but they're not going to say anything. My concern is Inauguration Day, how many thousands of people are going to be there at the Capitol, and how are they going to protect them from drones?
That is a very good point. In fact, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to our friend Nanette Holt from Epic Times. She recently spoke to a pilot about these drones, and we'll see what news or information that she can share with us. Peasant with a Pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I saw that interview with Snuffleupagus and Mealy Mouth Mayorkas yesterday morning, and what I got out of what he had to say was that it's a power grab. They can't do anything about these drones until they get more authority and more power, and it's just like after 9/11. We found out that the alphabet agencies had all the information they needed to stop 9/11, but they didn't connect the dots, so what did they have to do? Make a bunch of new alphabet agencies to come up to try to protect the people, and they came up with the DHS and the Patriot Act and the Transportation Safety Administration, and then what did we see out of that? Less freedom for the people and little kids getting groped by fat perverts at the airport.
Yeah, there are so many agencies now, yeah, that we know of, at least, like 17 of them, yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Looking forward to hearing from nothing but Nanette at 8:05. But what's bugging me, and this has been bugging me for years, I'm just finally now airing it out, and thank you guys for the free therapy. But it's those automatic flushing toilets in the public toilet stalls. I understand their hygienic intent, but if you so much as turn to the side and sneeze, they like flush like four times and stuff. It's just like a mess.
Well, and you don't want to know about the particulate that could be airborne as a result of that. Yeah, we'll just leave that one there for now. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, people have had enough of all the criminal illegals that demon rats let in who have brutally murdered young girls and women. Maybe if people started popping off demon rats, that would be just as good as, you know, what they suggested.
Yeah, no, I see where you're going there, mimicking how they are turning a blind eye, or in some cases, almost doing anything but condone it, but very close to it when it comes to that the murder of that CEO. Yeah, it's absolutely all wrong, and you get the idea there. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. So yesterday on the Sunday show, Senator-elect Adam Schiff said that Cash Patel is not fit to lead the FBI because he's a conspiracy theorist and a sycophant. This is the same person that for 4 years said that Trump was a Putin asset and a danger to America. And only in America, Bob, can someone like that become a U.S. senator. It is crazy town. Hopefully, Cash Patel will go ahead and put him on the stand and charge him for treason and sedition for trying to overthrow a U.S. president. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, for years he claimed that he had evidence.
Yes.
Undisputable evidence.
We're still waiting.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. And let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I just wonder, when is Elwin Bragg ever going to give up on trying to convict Trump of all these phony New York crime charges, especially the one involving that two-bit has-been porn actress? Hasn't he ever heard yet there's not a woman alive that's ever beat Trump? All he's got to do is ask Hillary and Kamala. That's what's bugging me.
There you go.
Yeah. It's, Alvin Bragg, he's, I guess, going to try to hang on to that, maybe,
yes,
and hold it till, you know, after the four-year
unreal
period. It just, yeah, I mean, the people that, on the other side of the fence, if you will.
I'm with Tony kind of on the whole what's bugging me. Just this whole concept of just kind of the hypocrisy, I guess. It's like some of the ones who are the biggest conspiracy theorists, they make up stuff, they lie to the American public for years and years and years and years, but then, you know, the hypocrisy, that's a continual irritation for me.
It is really, truly, you know, pathological in the way that many on the left. And he's a great example, Shifty Schiff. I mean, he said outrageous things. I mean, we've got Trump dead to rights, all these things. And he would constantly have these press conferences, or at the very least, anytime there were microphones around, he felt he had to speak. Not a shred.
No.
Of evidence did he ever produce? Not one piece of paper, not one photograph, not one witness. He literally, I mean, made it up. But it's not the first or last time the Democrats have done that. So,
but this is also the same guy who was faked out by a couple of comedians on a phone call, and he's writing down notes of all the things that they're telling him that Trump did. What an idiot.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot about that.
What an idiot.
Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is Elizabeth Warren. You can only push somebody so far, and then they have to take action. Okay, so what is January 6th, where you guys pushed us just too far?
There's a great example.
Yeah.
And when you, what do you expect when you push people too far? Bernie Sanders was condoning the actions, but, you know, at the same time, not.
Right.
You know, that's what they have. They make, they're still, murder, violence, never the answer, murder, violence, never. But I could see how people are frustrated, blah, blah, blah. No, unacceptable.
No.
You say, this is not how we work out problems, no matter how upsetting they may be, no matter what kind of an emotional response that people have, violence is never the answer, and it's never part of the solution. But that's not what they said. They had to put the little butt in there. Once again, they are only leaders for a super small segment of the population. Not the mainstream by any stretch. It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? Coming up at 8:05, Nanette Holt from Epoch Times. She recently had an interview with a pilot. Let's find out what she knows about the drones. Coming up, 97.3 The Sky.
The Christmas holiday.
I think that it can become too commercialized.
We all get caught up in it.
If you go to the malls in the evening, you can find a parking place pretty easily.
We at The Sky know it's more than the new this.
I want an Emerald City Lego set.
And the new that.
I want a fun vacation from Santa this year.
A lot more.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Time to share with family and friends. Brings the best out of people.
Being with family and just all of the family together.
Merry Christmas from News Talk 97.3, The Sky.